Hi, Brent Abel here, WebTennis.net, and today's tip is on the serve tossing motion, and specifically with the tossing motion on how I want you to try to hold the ball when you toss the ball up. And, you know, one of the things I see, one of the big mistakes I see is when players are holding the ball this way where their fingers and the palm of their hand are underneath the ball. And, you know, you can end up sort of getting the elbow involved, you can get the wrist involved, the ball falls off the fingertips, and you really don't get an accurate toss. And remember, on the service motion, what we're looking for are a couple things. Number one, obviously, we're looking for accuracy and consistency with your toss placement. But just as importantly, what we're trying to get to is that your tossing motion, you know, really sets you up in the proper hitting position. And where you, or I should say, how you hold the ball as you toss can either help you or hinder you in terms of really getting up into a good, firm, strong hitting position. So what I want you to think about is this, and Tom Stowe taught me this in terms of how to hold the tennis ball. What he wanted me to do is to hold it in this position right here, where I've got it between my thumb and my index finger. And the third finger is really just kind of letting the ball lay on top of it. And the reason he had me hold it this way, and the reason he taught it this way, as opposed to like this, is because not only do you risk sort of the wrist getting involved, the elbow getting involved, and, you know, if you can, even if you toss perfectly with the wrist and the elbow breaking this way, you never really get into a good hitting position, number one. But number two, you're not going to be consistent with that toss placement. And the other part of this, in terms of getting into the proper hitting position, is Tom always felt that as soon as you turned your hand under like this, it changed the natural position of your arm, meaning that when you tossed up, it opened your shoulders a little bit too much too early. And it really took me a long time to get this because, you know, I used to do maybe what you do, which is to hold the ball this way and toss it up like this. And I was always a little bit too open too early with my shoulders on the serve. And once I got the feeling of coming up this way, meaning that, you know, your hand, when you just stand, you know, your hands aren't like this. They are simply like this. This is more of a natural position. And when you toss in more of a natural position, it helps keep your shoulders closed long enough and you get into the proper hitting position, so then you can go ahead and go through your swing motion. All right? So the way to practice this, and I'm telling you, this is not a quick fix solution. This does take time. What I want you to do is to put the ball in your index finger and your thumb, put your third finger below it, and just simply practice lifting your shoulder. Again, what we want to do is we want to take the toss out of the wrist, we want to take it out of the elbow, and we really want to feel the toss motion coming out of this front shoulder. If you feel that, if you sort of get that feeling that you're not using the wrist, you're not using the elbow, and then it sort of makes a little bit more sense where you can lift the ball from your shoulder up into the proper hitting position. And, you know, again, it may take you 100, may take you 500 practice tosses to be able to get this. But in the long run, if you'll spend enough time and work through it to where it feels comfortable, this way of holding the ball on your serve tossing motion eventually is going to create more consistency. And in the long run, you're also going to be lined up in the proper hitting position. All right. Hope this has helped. Any questions, Brent at WebTennis.net. Have a great day out there.